This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to release your just-in-case stash. Sometimes we hold on to things for no other reason than fear. We fear running out or we fear coming up short, so we hold on to things just in case. Sometimes we look back and see that we never even use what we held on to and likely could have helped someone else. This just-in-case mindset reminds me of a beautiful story I recently shared about a farmer named Dennis who wrote a letter to Governor Cuomo of New York. Dennis wrote, "I am a retired farmer hunkered down in Northeast Kansas with my wife, who has but one lung and is ill with diabetes. We're in our 70s, and I'm afraid for her. Enclosed, find a solitary N95 mask left over from my farming days. It hasn't been used yet, so please give this mask to a nurse or doctor in your state. I have kept 4 masks for my immediate family. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, Dennis and Sharon." This farmer gave away one of their much-needed masks. When I turn to the scriptures, I think about the woman who poured her expensive perfume over Jesus' head. Her perfume was estimated to be a year's worth of wages, yet she poured it anyway. In both instances, we see they never held on to their possessions just in case. Instead, they gave freely in the moment and trusted that the next moment would take care of itself. As you reflect on that, remember these words: one gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give and only suffers want. Proverbs 11:24. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce the Blessings YouTube channel. So today, give freely.